We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
And already, our feeds have been filled with all of these videos of people checking out the Bazaar Ramadans, you know. The recent one that I saw on my feed was the one in Putrajaya. It's so big.
Yeah. Yes.
And then always with this video, you'll see that one word. Everybody loves using it now for their marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Viral.
Yeah.
Kini viral.
Everything is viral, whether or not it's viral or not. Okay. But sometimes it works because you see every time a shop sells something with viral, the queue is extra long there.
Did you remember that story of that Akka Nasi Lemak in Seri Kembangan?
Yeah.
The queue went around the bend and then there was people coming all the way from JB from 3 in the morning and then there was a lot of fight that happened.
Okay. So it's safe to say, right, during Ramadan, there are two kinds of Malaysians, right? The ones that are willing to go and stand in that queue.
Yeah.
Just all in the sake of what? Kini viral?
Viral.
Yeah.
But it's not just Ramadan. We Malaysians will jump on anything that's viral.
Okay.
But would you guys do it though?
I will, but I won't tell anyone.
What?
Yeah, I won't. I won't because I'll get judged. I'm telling you, okay?
No judgment. Safe space.
Okay. So you will sanggup lah, even if it's like a long queue or whatever.
Yeah, but I won't like film it or anything like that. Or maybe I'll film it, but I'll like only like give it like the videos to my partner or anything. Like, look at me. Oh, I got the little what? Kuda.
I will go when the hype dies down. Right? And then, because I'm like, I'm not going to queue up. Tak nak lah, so many people.
Hey, that's a little bit like a self-infliction, dude. Why are you torturing yourself?
Why?
Because you always go through your TikTok feeds, right? Most of the time, right? And then we can hear in the background, oh, I'm getting viral. Oh, best thing, oh, sedap.
I feel happy for the person. Okay, happy for you. Right. I'll try it when it hype dies down.
Right. Interesting, Aish.
You?
My story. Tunggu dulu lah. We have to listen. We have to dengar cerita from our listeners first.
Okay. Are you the type of person to try out a viral food immediately? That means you're going to wait in that queue or wait until the hype dies down. Lena?
I will try it after my sister has tried it.
So you make your sister go through all of the jam, pull out the traffic, the lines and all that. And then you decide whether it's worth your time or not. Pandai.
Yes.
But is your sister the viral person type ke tunggu lama-lama?
Yes, so she will go. Like there was a shawarma in KL, right?
Uh-huh.
God, we have to try. So I was like, okay, but we're in Klang, so go ahead.
Okay, so you know,
like, I'm not going.
You are semi-viral lah. In a way, technically, you wouldn't wait for it to really die down. You would still go after she goes, which is maybe a day into it.
Maybe a week lah.
Wow.
Very
clever. Okay. I like your strategy.
But why? Why does your sister feel there is a need to immediately go and try?
Because all her friends tried it and she will feel like the lame one if she doesn't go.
Oh, she got FOMO.
FOMO queen lah.
All right. Yeah, so we're trying to figure out today just what kind of Malaysian are you lah, okay? Are you the one that kind of gets zapped or not zapped, what's that, absorbed into the frenzy of a viral video at a food bazaar stall?
Yeah, or any restaurant, right? As long as they put their viral, sometimes people are going to queue for hours. We want to know if you're that person or are you the type who'd, you know, just wait for the hype to die down and then just go for it lah.
I would wait.
You would wait.
Like, sampai berbulan-bulan, I'm willing to wait.
Seriously? Okay.
Like, really until there's no one even mentioning it. And then I'll go.
But I pegged you as a sort of a kafoodie, but then you're not the kiasu foodie like RD is lah.
No, I'm not RD. Like, we had this conversation. You both said you'd line up like for the J5 lady in Bangkok.
I would if I were on holiday. And there was like, well, the next time I'm going to go there is maybe in 3 years. But
to Bangkok? Just around the corner, Aisha.
I'm not like you, I'm sorry.
Oh, start this.
73 ringgit, okay, Prem. All right?
I got children to feed. All right?
Wow,
but
wow.
If it's within, like, you know, in KL, Kapuka, I'd wait.
Okay, all right.
Well, I would stand in line, but I just won't tell anyone about it. G, what would you do, man? Are you the type of person to try a viral food immediately, or are you going to wait till the hype dies down?
I wouldn't bother.
Why, G?
They hype it because they want to promote their dishes. They want to promote their food. I mean, if it's good, it will speak for itself.
Okay, so you think that they are sort of fake viraling it, is it?
Not fake viraling. I mean, you know, this. Everything's been paid for. You pay to viral your stuff. we know what's going on in the market. But the thing is, I mean, personally, I wouldn't because I don't like queuing.
Mm.
I don't like. I'm a very patient person, but not when it comes to queue. I think
hello,
I wouldn't.
Split personality. I don't like queuing, but I'm a very patient person.
No, I'm very patient, yeah, but I don't like queuing because you know why? Because it's not worth queuing for the food.
Just the way you like it. You like it. Everything 100% real. True story. The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD, and Frame.